Welcome back, my friend, Chef and the Fat Man.
Chef Francine Bryson is with us.
Francine, I'll tell you what. I think you set a record. That pork chop casserole gone. I was over here. I didn't even get a third of the way through my recipe, and I said, is there any? She goes, honey, it's gone.
It's gone.
I mean, it was... They were stacked up like cordwood.
I, you know what? I've been to a lot of, like, tastings where you actually go to these little festival things, and it's a bite here and a bite there. But I have never, ever been to one where they swoop in and take it this fast. I mean, it's like you can't even get it out there before they're at your fingers.
Well, they are. And we are in the process of making a crawfish bread. And I had butter, crawfish, onions. Now, to that, I've added a little... dry mustard, which is, I think that's a staple in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Now, the water has cooked out of the...
crawfish.
Of the crawfish and the butter. So, we got all that working. Now, I got to add a half cup of mayonnaise. Of course, I'll use the exact measurements.
Now, you're putting this in warm?
Yep. Because I'm going to... There's one. Talk about a half a cup. Probably... That looks like a half a cup.
Looks good to me.
I mean, it looks good. Now I'm going to mix all that in. The mayonnaise is mixed in with everything else.
And that's going to make a sauce.
I'm going to drop the temperature on my induction because I want it. Now to that, I want to add a third of a cup of cheddar and mozzarella cheese. And I want this all to melt in.
That's going to be good.
I mean, a little more mozzarella. He's back in time for the fried maters.
We ain't started yet. I was waiting on you to show up.
And then a little cheddar.
What'd you forget?
About a third of a cup. Now, if you have a little extra cheese, this is crawfish bread, baby. It's not a bad thing. Now, you mix it in and you melt it. And you let all that... Now you let all that crawfish, all those sautéed onions, all that garlic, and you just let it, oh, look at that. I mean, it's just getting so, it's got your butter and your sautéed onions, and this is heaven on earth right here. If you're down in Louisiana now this time of year, the crawfish has been great this year. Look at that. I mean, now, of course... One must, Francine.
We can.
One must have the celebrity chef try it and see what you think.
Okay. Can we put this on the egg and toast it?
Yes, we're going to. It's going to
okay.
go.
Okay. I know you wanted to do it beforehand.
This is just what's going in the bread.
That's good. I love crawfish.
And then, does it need a little salt and pepper? I'll let you season it.
A little salt.
Okay.
A little salt.
I tell you what, you know how little is a little. Go ahead and put in a little.
Now, what is that?
Just pink Himalayan
that's
salt.
That's pink Himalayan salt. It is
there
the best for
you
salt
go.
On the world. If you use pink Himalayan salt or deep mine salt from Utah, you can eat all the salt you want. It's not bad for you. So we use the good stuff. Now, this has gotten really good. You know what? You know what might go good in this? It's Louisiana.
Hot sauce?
Let's do it.
Put some hot
Let's
sauce in it.
Let's do it, baby. Some crystal hot sauce.
Put some hot sauce
Let's
in
get
it.
A, I like a little because I don't
like
want
a
to
lot.
Get too hot.
Is it finished?
Almost. But what we're going to do is we're going to lather it up. Now, Miss Francine gets it. Francine Bryson, of course, is our celebrity chef. She has won over 200 culinary awards. She is amazing. We're honored that she drove 2 hours to be here. Now, this is the fun part, Miss Francine. This is what we're going to do. We're going to scoop it up. We're going to fill it.
Okay.
And then, right or give me the, yeah, give me the deeper
I
one.
I put butter in it.
That's beautiful.
No, ma'am, I am not.
No, she's the classy one. This lady right here is the classy one.
No, I'm not.
No, we had we never... Of all the celebrities, we've cooked with every cooking celebrity chef we wanted to cook with. The only one we did not decide to cook with was Paula Deen. Now we've cooked with her son. He was very nice. But Paula was just not... See, on Chef and the Fat Man, after 15 years in cooking all over the world, we've established a listenership of hundreds of thousands of people that like to have fun, but they like the people that are on there, the chefs, to be real, and everybody to have a good time. And so Francine Bryson is
We can actually make two out of that, can't we?
Well, see, this is going to go as one.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to pack it all in here. It's going to be bleeding all over the place, but this is...
This got is my a, attention.
Now, this, what we're going to do here is, we got a little extra here. I may just put that out as a...
Well, I've got little pieces of bread I could eat that with.
There you
go. I could eat that
I'm
with.
I'm telling you, Francine, you got it going on. I'm gonna
I could, yeah. I've got some Ritz crackers and I've got bread. I can make a dip of that.
Ritz crackers and what?
Bread. White bread.
Okay. Now, what you want to do? See, you never. Butter is such a beautiful thing. Now, what you want to do? You can just slather it on the outside. Oh no, ma'am! Does it look like I overdo anything? I mean, I am a slave to portionality.
I'd bleed the fifth on that one.
But what you're doing here is we're going to wrap this in foil. So this butter will absorb in the bread. Then we'll take it off after about 30 minutes. We'll lay it in there and toast it. So you'll have toasted, crispy, buttered bread on the outside with that incredible... Not everybody gets it. But... Everybody wishes they could. Now, since you all have been such a good group, I'm going to give you all a little idea of what it takes to try this. This is what the filling, I'll let you try a little of the filling. Now, this is before it's done, but there you go. And then put the cap on.
Are we going to wrap it in tinfoil or anything?
Absolutely. Now, you can imagine, after this has been put on the edge, and it's going to take a good 20 minutes. It says 30, but you could probably go 20. And
because we've already got it up to temp.
Yep, it's already rocking.
Here.
And all we do here, and wait till you see what's coming up next. You think this is cool. Francine Bryce is going to make a southern traditional, a mainstay. She's going to do fried maters the way her grandmother used to do them. And you are going to have a real treat. But all you do then is you just take your sandwich very carefully.
Poor thing, he's such a mess.
Very carefully. You wrap it. I wrap it kind of tight.
Yeah, he ran down there to get. La, 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 la.
And now.
We put it on the egg. You got handles. I dare you to make a swan out of that.
Put this form swan, but.
Nothing but talent.
Yeah, I'm full of it.
Yeah, you are.
Yes. Now, would anybody else like to try the... Oh, absolutely. Here we go. This is...
Here, use these. You can put...
There we go.
Like that. He is about
gotcha.
The
nicest
cook I've ever worked with in my life.
Now, this is just a filling. Wait till you put this... in bread and then toast it up a little bit, let it cook, then you slice it into slices. Here you go. Okay. I know the samples are small, but this is the leftovers. I wanted to give as much to everybody as I could.
My bread bowl. Hey. Let me tell you something.
Now this is an amazing recipe because it's very easy to do. Very easy. Now, there's a gentleman.
Thank you.
Now, Francine, what you're getting ready to do is a classic.
Yep.
Absolute classic in Southern culinary terms. Fried green maters. Now, she's doing that because a friend of mine is absolutely in love with it. There you go, because you get a double portion because you're so polite. Well, now, wait a minute, Bulchers. My God. You're right.
I told you.
You're right. It's Bulchers over here.
I told you.
There's one more.
I have been known to walk around in the back of the room.
All righty. Now, Miss Francine, you're up next, darling. So let's clear my spot out and clear your spot and get you ready. What do you need?
I need you to move out of my way.
Well, there you go. Well, when we come back, my friends, we're going to do Miss Francine Bryce is going to teach you how to do real fried green tomatoes, the best you ever eat. We're doing it right here on Chef and a Fat Man live from the 6th Annual North Georgia Egg Festival in Hiawassee, Georgia, baby.